You're listening to the Charlie Epps Golf Hour on the Sports Map Radio Network.
Powered by Insperity.
With the golf doctor himself, Charlie Epps, here's Will Doctor.
All right, Paul Barjon joins us now here on ESPN 97.5 Houston. Paul won the Korn Ferry Tour Championship a few weeks ago at Victoria National there in Newburgh, Indiana. You have to finish inside the top 30 on the Korn Ferry Tour money list in order to earn your PGA Tour card. And in the very last event of the season, that win took Paul from 45th to 8th on the money list. Just unbelievable. Paul, good morning, pro.
Good morning, guys. Thanks for having me.
Great to have you aboard. First off, great playing a few weeks ago in Indiana, 64-68 on the weekend with the card on the line. I mean, just something out of a movie. I felt like I was watching Rocky or something. How does it feel to be heading back to the PGA Tour?
Yeah, absolutely. It feels great. I mean, it was obviously an awesome week in Indiana a few weeks back. Kind of a low expectation week because I was outside the number to get my card, so kind of played pretty freely, and got a chance to get it done on Sunday, so that was awesome.
Do you think about ranking over the course of a year?
Yeah, I mean, you know, started the year kind of slow, won a few months back, and that kind of put me back in the top 30, and then kind of a little bit slow again, making a few cuts, but not any very high finishes. So, it was kind of like the last chance, I guess, to get back in there. And kind of didn't really think about it throughout the four rounds, but it hit me a little bit on the last green for sure.
Once again, PGA Tour member Paul Barjon joins us here on ESPN Houston. Paul, like you said, you had two wins this season on the Korn Ferry Tour. What's crazy to me is how you played in the events leading up to those wins. You know, before Memorial Health, it was MC 57th withdrawal and then a win. And in the three events prior to winning the Tour Championship, it was 35th, miscut, and then a win. You just don't see that kind of variance in other sports. How do you explain that?
Yeah, I feel like I usually, after a bad week, I kind of bounce back sometime, and that's kind of what I did this year. The two events I won the week following, there was a week off or, in that case, the end of the season. So I couldn't really build on that, which is fine. But, I don't know. It's kind of a low expectation thing, I guess, to play a little more freely and not really know what's going to happen.
Do you take anything from the full season on the PGA Tour a couple of years ago, were there any learning lessons that season that you'll use for improvement this year?
Yeah, I feel like the first year on the PGA Tour is kind of a tricky one. You don't really know any of the courses, and you know you play against some guys that may have been on the PGA Tour for 10 or 20 years, so you're a little bit behind on that part. And I feel like the biggest thing for me was to, this year, what I will do will stick to my game a little more than, you know, looking at others and trying to improve in every compartment of the game, instead of knowing that if you got your card, that means you got the tools to make it happen and to stay there. So, so kind of keep working on what we've been doing this last year and not really, you know, focus on what others are doing.
Now, what about from a physical end of things, Paul? I know you see guys out there effortlessly reaching, you know, 190 ball speeds. I know you're a natural bomber of the golf ball, but is that something you're always looking to improve on at home?
Yeah, I mean, you know, working out is something I enjoy on a regular basis, so that's something I kind of keep up with. But I'm not. Exactly what you said. Like, I'm not chasing, not going to try to get to 200 ball speed. I mean, I'd like to get as long as possible, but I don't really want to give too much accuracy for the distance. So, you know, I feel like that's a fun part to work on. But for me, if I kind of keep my speed where it is right now and then improve on short irons and wedges, then that's where I can gain a few strokes over the year.
Once again, PGA Tour member Paul Barjon joining us here on ESPN Houston. Paul, being that you are from France, you know, I read last week that the PGA Tour is starting to strengthen their alliance with the European Tour. In what I read, you know, all players who are ranked between 126 and 200 on the money list will have the option now to go to the DP World Tour. But being that you're from France, would you ever consider splitting time between the PGA Tour and the DP World Tour?
Yeah, you know what? It's a good question. I've thought about that a bunch since I turned pro. I mean, ideally, you know, I'd like to play a little bit on both. But to be fully honest, the only way you can do it is if you win on both the tours, and that gives you, you know, the freedom of making your own schedule and all of that. So the main tour I'll be focusing on is obviously the PGA Tour. But, you know, if there's a week off on the PGA Tour and the French Open is being played at that time, then I'll definitely try to go play it like I did a couple years ago. But for now, the main focus will definitely be the PGA Tour.
Beautiful. Let's take a couple questions from the listeners. We got Luke in Pasadena here. Paul, is there a tournament or tradition you are looking forward to most upon your return to the PGA Tour?
I mean, there's a bunch of tournaments, the signature events that I'd like to get into, obviously. But overall, you know, like you go some places where the crowds are pretty cool. The first one, Hawaii gets pretty crowded for the, you know, for the location. So that's a fun tournament. That's probably the one I'm looking forward to most, as of now, because, you know, you come out of the Texas winter and you go to Waikiki Beach. So that's quite the treat. So that's the one I'm looking forward to most, probably.
This one comes from Johannes and Katie. Paul, I noticed you're from Fort Worth, Texas, and went to TCU. How does a kid from France end up in Fort Worth, Texas?
Yeah, it's kind of strange, but TCU has had a little bit of a French connection. There's been two or three French players that went to TCU before me, and the one that kind of really convinced me to come was my buddy Julien Brun, which he was a year older than me, and during the recruiting process, he was at TCU and kind of convinced me to come out here. And, you know, I visited a few other schools, and I trusted him as one of my best buddies. So that's kind of how I ended up here. And I think there's two or three more French kids that went to TCU after me. So there's a little bit of a French connection there.
There's nothing like Cowtown, is there?
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Hard to beat.
Paul, one more for you. Here's Malcolm in New Orleans. Paul, I have a 13-year-old son who's really getting into golf. What are some things you did as a junior golfer that got you prepared for the next level?
Yeah, you know, I feel like when you're a kid like this, you know, you can work on your swing and work on different things, but I feel like playing tournaments, being on the course and learning how to score is obviously a big thing. And nowadays, you know, a lot of kids have been hitting the ball very far. So I think that's a big statistics on the PGA Tour. Of the best 10 guys in the world, they hit the ball far. So I would say play a lot on the course, and then, you know, potentially keep doing other sports, baseball or whatever, to stay athletic and have that edge when you get a little older to hit it far.
Well, Paul, we appreciate you taking a couple minutes to join us this morning. Best of luck to you in the rest of the offseason, and we're fired up to watch you in the PGA Tour this year. Thank you, my friend.
All right, thanks for having me, guys.
Talk soon, Paul.